This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll remember the great Joe Cocker. But first, how about Back to the Future? It got some predictions right about 2015. Others, well, not so much. It's 2015, and so movie buffs everywhere are curious about how many predictions Back to the Future 2 got right about this year. In the 1989 sci-fi comedy classic, Marty McFly and Doc Brown travel through time to the futuristic year of 2015, and lots of the film's predictions about the future turned out to be right. In the movie, Marty McFly speaks to his co-workers on a video call, just like the way we now use Skype or FaceTime, and characters answer calls with glasses, similar to how Google Glasses work. The film also sees a dehydrated pizza growing into a meal after 12 seconds on the hydrator plate, which could be seen as an early form of the microwave, and 3D movies have now become a reality along with holograms. However, flying cars have not hit the mainstream, and hoverboards are not easily spotted in every teenager's garage. So here are the movie's hit and miss predictions. On the hit side, they got wearable technology, 3D films, video call communication, and microwave-style meals. Misses, the hoverboards, the flying cars, the self-tying shoelaces, time travel, and the dominance of fax machines. What women really want in a man. What do women really want in the perfect male? When asked to identify their favorite facial features in male celebrities, women over 30 said they wanted a man with George Clooney's hair, Bradley Cooper's eyes, Brad Pitt's nose, and David Gandy's jawline. For women looking for a younger man, they combined Harry Styles' hair, Zac Efron's eyes, Ryan Gosling's nose, and Robert Pattinson's stubble. Finally, guys can get bigger biceps without hitting the gym. Some men are turning to muscle injections for bigger muscles. The shot is full of a cosmetic filler that can be used to build and reshape the muscles. One cosmetic surgeon said using the filler in the arms and even around the pecs is safe and gives the illusion of muscles with instant and long-lasting effects. Boosting biceps with the injections can cost several thousand dollars for each arm, but the filler lasts for several years. And how about a check for $975 million and the oil tycoon's ex-wife says no thanks? The ex-wife wouldn't accept the check for nearly $1 billion because she says it's not enough. Harold Hamm's ex was awarded $974.8 million last month, the second biggest divorce settlement ever in the United States. But she is appealing the ruling, saying that Hamm is worth at least $18 billion and that the amount is inappropriate and not fair. And she's not going to cash that check. Lying on Facebook could impress your friends, but researcher says it can create false memories and disconnect us from our true self. A psychologist said being competitive and wanting to put your best face forward, seeking support or empathy from your peers, is entirely understandable, but online fibbers may become deeply lost and forget their actual experience. A new survey found that 10% of respondents had their recollections distorted after writing about them. A survey also found that social media lies includes posts that make lame evenings look epic or making relationships and careers look better by exaggerating on updates and profiles. People said they wrote the posts out of jealousy or fear of appearing boring. We all have that one friend that seems to have epic weekends every weekend, or that friend who works at the Verizon kiosk in the mall but has a job title that is too long to tweet. And was Iron Mike ready to stuff Air Jordan? Tyson confronted Michael Jordan over ex-wife Robin Gibbons, it seems. In a book by Tyson's former friend and manager Rory Holloway, he recalled a time when the boxing star confronted NBA star Jordan over Robin Gibbons in front of Don King, Chicago Bears player Richard Dent, and coach Mike Ditka. Holloway says the boxer stared across the table at Michael Jordan and said, "Hey man, you think I'm stupid? I know you hooked up with my ex-wife." Holloway said Jordan looked like he had seen a ghost. Don King helped change the subject, and soon after, Jordan left. We lost the great Joe Cocker on December 22nd at age 70 after a battle with cancer. I had a chance to chat with him back in 2005 when his Heart and Soul CD came out, and not even a weird interruption in the middle of the interview could diminish this cherished memory.
Good morning, Mike. How are you, man?
It's so great to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you.
You know, it's been playing on the CD player in my car for like the last 2 weeks.
I'd like to know.
Heart and Soul by Joe Cocker that just came out on New Door Records.
That's very encouraging.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrific.
Bless you, man. Great.
I see that you're the executive producer on there, so I guess you had the final say on what songs got on that CD?
I never quite understood why we use that in term executive producer. It's just a rounding out of the fact that, I'm sort of know everything that's going on there.
And you got to be thrilled with the results. I mean, it's unbelievable, your renditions of some of these great songs.
Well, I'm starting to get some good feedback, so it's very encouraging, really.
Well, for those of us who are old enough, like myself, to remember the original Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I love I Put a Spell on You.
Yeah, I kind of put it somewhere between his and Nina Simone's, because I grew up with Nina's more than Screamin' Jay's, you know. So I kind of fed in between there.
What exactly was your criteria for picking songs?
Starting off, being 60 years old, I kind of thought I could do a retrospect album, like going back to the 60s. But as we moved along and started working on tunes, we started throwing in other ideas, from different time periods. So it kind of goes through 3 or 4 decades in the end. But it started off, all those originals, like I Have Nothing, were like part of my vinyl collection, that I just, which I don't have anymore, but were just part of memories of my vinyl collection, let's say.
On the CD, I love the fact that you have the live version of One, the U2 song, at the end of the CD, and then if you let the CD run, you go right to the studio version. It kind of backs up my thought that our listeners told us when they saw you at the Beacon Theater in New York City that your live show is just incredible.
There's something, that's my thing, really, is going out and performing in front of an audience. And so some of these songs, I think, we did like What's Going On and Maybe I'm Amazed, they actually came over, I think they come over a bit stronger when we do them on stage.
How would you describe your style?
I joke and say I'm just a blues singer who sings pop, But, it's somewhere in there. I'm like an old-style R&B singer, but, I've always kind of had an ear for a melody and to be able to just put it in one single term, I don't really know what you'd say I was.
Well, they just had the Saturday Night Live retrospective a couple of weeks ago, and they showed a clip of John Belushi doing you. Are you flattered by that or offended?
No, I was flattered. I mean, it's so many years ago, but I met up with him a couple of times, and he was so modest about, he was trying to say he didn't mean to upset me or anything. And he didn't. I thought he was great.
So you're pretty easygoing. This stuff doesn't bother you.
Well, it's flattery, isn't it? That's what they always said. It's the highest form of flattery, impersonation,
It's interesting. On this CD, you have a lot of guest artists come in. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, trumpeter Chris Botti. You want them to add a little something to the song, but you don't want them to do too much, right?
Well, when you give them a solo, the thing was with... it wasn't actually hands-on. Using the computer, we downloaded the info to England, and Eric and Jeff put solos on that way,
The new age, you don't even have to be together in the studio, right?
I don't know if that's the way I really... I do like that feel for musicians that I don't think we're ever going to totally replace, good players are good players, and... you still have to have the imagination, that you can't just throw things together.
That'd be great to get an email from Eric Clapton with a guitar solo.
Can you imagine? Just in the space of a day, I just got a CD in the post, and I was just like, God, I can't believe this,
So now you're touring North America. How are you enjoying that?
Well, we kicked off real early, We started January 4th. So apart from the weather being a bit weird, we've had a very good tour. We've been selling out the shows, and the kids have been going crazy.
Okay.
So, it keeps me wanting to do it. What I do.
There's...
Now, how would...
Check, 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Check, 1, 2, 3. Oh. Anybody?
We're picking up all kinds of extraterrestrial...
Anybody?
Extraterrestrial sounds here.
Really?
Yeah. You can't hear it? I can hear it. We got some other radio station or something.
Really? I don't get it, Mike.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So what's your audience comprised of these days?
That's an interesting thing, because, we do a lot of casinos, and, we obviously get a lot of gray-haired people come along, but they're a musical... I've always attracted, like, a musical kind of audience who come out, especially for my shows, and... In Europe, I draw a much younger crowd. But here in the States, I think there are more people who've followed me through followed my career through 3 or 4 decades.
Well, I was with a college crowd in Middletown, New York at the Red Garter every night, and we wore out feeling all right on the jukebox. So I'm sure they had to get a couple of copies of it.
I just did some shows, with Dave Mason when we kicked off this tour down in Florida. And, Dave and I, we both gained a few pounds, and we both have no hair anymore. It's funny, but we did feeling all right as a duet who went down a storm.
That's great. Hey, Joe, you're the best.
Cheers, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Remembering the late Joe Cocker, I'm Mike Bennett. You are listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.